It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Bill Rexford was born March 14, 1927, in Conowongo Valley in the town of Ellington. As a young man, he made a name for himself driving stock cars in various races throughout the region, including the Pennyroyal Speedway in Lyon. Following a two-year stint in the Navy, Rexford's talents were recognized and he made the move to NASCAR in 1949. Participating in three late-season Grand National races. In 1950, Rexford became the first of two Northern drivers to regularly race in the Grand National Division. The other driver was his teammate, Lloyd Moore. That year, he won his first career NASCAR race at Canfield, Ohio. By the end of the same season, Rexford was involved in the race for the championship and ended up benefiting from the misfortunes of three other contenders, including the legendary Lee Petty, who had been stripped of over 800 points by NASCAR for racing in non-NASCAR-sanctioned races. In the final race of the year, Rexford placed high enough to win the Winston Cup Championship. At the age of 23, he remains the youngest driver to win the championship in what has become the Nextel Cup Series. Rexford returned to racing in the Northeast in 1951, making a handful of appearances at some of NASCAR's biggest races in the Southeast and a few Northeastern Grand National events. Following that season, he entered only four more Grand National events, and his final NASCAR race was July 1953 in Rochester, where he finished fifth. Rexford passed away on March 18, 1994. He is a member of the New York State Auto Racing Hall of Fame, the Friends of Auto Racing Hall of Fame, and the Chautauqua Sports Hall of Fame. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.